Gruen, G-R-U-E-N. The Precision Watch dedicates to the radio audience of America, Warner Brothers Academy Theater. Transcribed from Hollywood. The Warner Brothers Academy of Acting presents the rollicking farce comedy Don't Bet on Blondes with two of the Academy's younger starlets in leading roles, Mr. Larry Williams and Miss John Holmes. Also in the audience tonight, we have Miss Priscilla Lane, star of such Warner Brothers pictures as Men Are Such Fools and Cowboy from Brooklyn. Before tonight's final curtain, Priscilla Lane will make a personal appearance on this stage. And once again, you are invited to join our exclusive Hollywood audience. And your host for the evening is Gruen. Listen, this week you have another chance to win a $50 Gruen watch. Last week's contest was such a tremendous success that we're holding another this week, offering five more $50 Gruen watches as prizes. But first, your Gruen jeweler urges you to call on him tomorrow and accept absolutely free a valuable and exclusive gift. It's a new volume by Dale Carnegie entitled How to Get Ahead in the World Today. This volume is dedicated to young people graduating from schools and colleges this spring. It's a priceless message from the famous author of the bestseller How to Win Friends and Influence People. But now for this week's contest. Gruen offers for 1 week only five $50 Gruen watches. You simply read Dale Carnegie's How to Get Ahead in the World Today, which you get free from your Gruen jeweler. Then write one sentence telling what the message in this volume means to you. It's easy. There's nothing to buy. And you'll never forgive yourself if you miss this opportunity. We'll give you complete details later in the program, so stay close to your radio. Tonight, before an exclusive Hollywood audience of motion picture stars, directors, and producers, we present the sparkling comedy Don't Bet on Blondes with the Warner Academy players Larry Williams and John Holm in the leading roles. The opening scene for tonight's comedy is the office of one Mr. Odds Owen. Yes, we thought the name would puzzle you, but such an unusual moniker has been well earned. Being the head of a rather unique insurance company, Odds Owen is in the business of figuring percentages, or odds. As the curtain rises, he is in conference. It looks like a busy morning.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, now take it easy. Surely there's nothing to get excited about. Now then, what's on your mind?
You ought to see that crowd out there in the front office.
We can't take care of them fast enough.
Yeah, you'd think this is a crazy house. There's a guy out there that wants to insure his fleas.
Not really.
Yeah, he's got a flea circus.
He wants to insure his fleas against meeting up with a dog.
Well, Steve, I should think that would make a very interesting policy.
Oh, boss.
Well, what else, gentlemen?
Yeah, there's a guy out there that wants to insure his wife.
Natural enough.
Yeah, but he wants to insure against having twins.
Fine. Numbers, that's your job. Get out your books, look it up. Find out what the odds are for a woman not having twins.
Oh, boss, I ain't got any books on that.
Well, then get some, and don't look so surprised, you two. You've heard of a little outfit called Lloyd's of London? Well, they're in this racket, too, see? And they're doing all right.
Yeah, boss.
Boys,
but
with your help and my reputation, we're going to take up where Lloyd's of London leave off. We'll underwrite anything as long as the odds can be figured. Yes, what is it?
There's a gentleman here who insists on seeing you right away.
All right, who is he?
Colonel Youngblood.
Colonel Youngblood. Sounds important. Send him in. All right, boys, now get busy. Go on out there, sign him up. No fish too small, no fish too big.
Okay, boss. But maybe I ought to take out a premium against going nuts.
Oh, you. Well, come right in.
I beg your pardon, sir, but I'm Colonel Youngblood of the Kentucky Youngblood.
Yeah, you're looking for Mr. Owen. Well, he's over there behind the desk.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, come in, Colonel. What can I do for you?
You, Mr. Odds Owen, I take it?
That's right. Sit down.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I was wondering, could you be any relation to the Owen family of Owensboro Owens?
Well, now, I couldn't say exactly. It's true that one of my great aunts crossed the Mason and Dixon line, but after that, things got a little mixed up.
Sir?
Just skip it. What can I do for you?
Now, sir, I am an author and a father.
An unusual combination.
I've never found it that way, sir. Well, to continue, I'm writing a book to establish once and for all time that the South did not lose the Civil War.
The general impression is somewhat to the contrary.
Yankee lies, sir. Yankee lies, dating back to Sherman's March to the Sea. Which my book will unquestionably prove was a retreat.
Yeah, that's fine. Now, can I help you?
Well, to explain, sir. Now, during the period I'm writing my book, I'm somewhat dependent on my daughter's, hospitality.
To put it bluntly, she pays the bills. Is that right?
Abrupt, sir, but true.
Well, so what? What can I do about it?
My daughter is an actress on the stage, sir. And I've been wondering what would happen to my book if my daughter decided to marry and leave the stage.
I get it. Daughter, no act on stage. Father, no allowance. Book, no publisher.
Well, appealing to your sporting blood, sir, I wish to insure Marilyn, that's my daughter, sir, against Marion for the next 3 years. I feel that I can finish my book in that time. I should like the policy to be for a mere trifle, say $50,000 in the event she does marry.
How old is your daughter?
My little girl is 23.
Colonel, the novelty of your request intrigues me. Now, if you can pay me $100 a week for the next 3 years...
I can, sir, I can, just as long as my daughter remains on the stage.
I'll draw up the contract. Now, what's your daughter's name?
Her professional name is Marilyn Young. And my full name, sir, is Colonel Jefferson D. Youngblood of the Kentucky Youngblood.
It's a deal. The policy will be mailed to you, Colonel.
I'm sure I can depend on you keeping this strictly confidential. See, if my daughter should ever find out, there would surely be a reoccurrence of such a catastrophe as occurred when Grant took Richmond. If he did take Richmond, which he didn't... Good day, sir. My fault entirely, sir.
Come in, Numbers. I want to tell you about this. Yeah. We've just insured a girl named Marilyn Young against marriage for 3 years. Beneficiary, Colonel Youngblood.
Wait a minute. Did you say Marilyn Young?
That's right.
You know what you've just done? You've just insured the most gorgeous girl in the world. I've seen her lots of times. She's the star of the Blue Moon. She's got a line of stage door johnnies waiting for her from the Battery to the Bronx. If there ever was a dame every guy in New York would like to marry, it's Marilyn Young.
Well, that's what I'm paying you for, Numbers, to know things like that. 50,000 smacks. I'll tell you what. Send Steve out to check up on Miss Young. Tell him to report every move she makes. If any of those stage door Romeos get too interested, we'll find a way to discourage them. A beautiful dame, huh? You know, Numbers, I may even take an interest in this case myself.
I have to be going, Father. Just an hour till showtime.
Dear daughter, much as it grieves me to mention the matter...
Oh, yes, yes, I'd forgotten your check. I'll write it tonight when I come in.
Thank you, daughter, thank you. $100. Little business I have to take care of.
Father, I don't mean to be curious, but what business is it you take care of every week?
Oh, just a little investment, honey.
Oh, not that I mind, but I've been giving you those $100 checks every week for 2 months now. You're not playing the races again, are you?
Daughter, how can you even suspect my good and noble intentions?
Well, I'm sorry.
It's all right, dear, it's all right. Daughter, dear, you've been seeing quite a lot of Mr. Harrison lately, I believe.
Well, I've been out with him twice, and tonight we'll make the third time.
Mm-hmm. Do you like him, honey?
Oh, he's very sweet. You know, Father, it's a strange thing. Lately, that is, for the last 2 months, every young man I go out with comes around once or twice, and then something happens.
Merely coincidence, honey, merely coincidence.
But it is strange.
No, merely coincidence, honey, merely coincidence.
And now it's David. Oh, I like him, Father, really I do. I know he likes me, and, well, a girl of my age should feel romantic about someone, don't you think?
Well, now, daughter, that is to say...
After the show, we're going dancing. We're going to the Versailles. Oh, it's lovely there. The music is soft. The lights are low. So I may be out quite late, Father.
You like it here, don't you, Marilyn?
Oh, yes.
I could tell. Your eyes are bright with excitement, yet they're soft. And they're beautiful.
Oh, David, that's so sweet.
You know, sitting in the audience tonight, watching you on this stage, I could hardly believe when it was over I'd be with you alone.
Oh, the stage is acting, but this is real.
Marilyn.
Yes, David?
There's something I want to ask you.
Yes, David.
Marilyn, do you think that you could...
Well, who's here? But isn't my old pal David Harrison? Hello, Davey.
Well, there must be some mistake.
And while I think of it, what was the idea of standing me up last night, huh? Wait until 2:00 in the morning. I put the kid out and everything.
I didn't have an engagement with you last night. I had a date with Miss Young.
Oh, chiseling on me, huh? And after what you promised, I'm going to sue you, David Harrison. That's what I'm going to do. And you. I know who you are.
Just leave me out of this, please.
You're Marilyn Young, and I'm going to sue you, too, for alienation of affections. I'll put it in the newspaper.
Good boy.
Wait, Marilyn. Where are you going?
I'm going to get out of here.
You can't do that.
Oh, let her go.
Wait, Marilyn.
Mr. Harrison, enough is enough. You stay here and take care of your lady friend. And I'm glad I found out about you in time. I'm going home.
But I never saw her before in my life.
That's what you say, Davy.
Now, look here, young lady.
Oh, Davy.
Now, listen, you made a mistake. I've never seen you before in my life. What do you mean by coming in here and telling me this thing?
Good evening, Miss Young.
No, it's you.
That's right. We meet again. I witnessed that rather embarrassing scene in the other room. It seems the blonde lady saw him first. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I want to get out of here as quickly as possible.
Oh, I can fix that easily enough. My car is waiting. I was on my way out, too. I'll give you a lift.
Mr. Owen, isn't it rather strange that we should meet again and under almost the same conditions?
Well, no, I really hadn't thought about that.
Don't you remember? The last time I met you was at the Jade Room. My escort was called to the telephone and he never came back.
Oh, yes, I remember. I helped you find a taxi.
And tonight you have your car just waiting.
Oh, nothing unusual, merely a coincidence.
Yes, Mr. Owen. You always seem to be around when something unusual happens to me.
Well, perhaps I'm your guardian angel. Shall we go?
Why not?
Oh, the moon shines bright on my old Kentucky home. On my old Kentucky.
Hello, Father. I didn't expect to find you up.
Oh, hello, daughter. I hope you had a charming evening.
Oh, yes, I did. But it's late.
Yes, yeah, so it is. I've been working, Marilyn, my dear. Yes, my dear, I've been working on my book.
You write another chapter, Father?
Well, no, not exactly. But you see, dear, I've spent the evening in inspiring thought. Honey, I'm going to prove that Lincoln's Gettysburg Address was an unconditional surrender.
I think you've been surrendering to too many mint juleps.
You do? Oh, was Mr. Harrison charming, my dear?
Oh, well, I came home with someone else.
You did?
Man by the name of Owen.
Very interesting.
Odd
Owen? Did you say Owen?
Well, yes, Odd Owen. Do you know him?
Oh, do I know? Why, yes, to be sure, my dear, to be sure. Odd Owen, yes, we're the very best of friends.
Well, I didn't know that. You never told me that.
Well, no need to, my dear. Purely a matter of business. Yes, that's it. Business. Odd Owen and I are business associates. That is, in a manner of speaking.
Father, do you know what you're saying?
Do I know? Great fella. Wonderful fella. Yes, Odd Owen. Marvelous. He's elevating the insurance business, honey, to a new level.
Insurance business?
Well, but more than that, my dear. Mr. Owen is a great benefactor. He, honey, more than any other man, is assisting your father in his profound contribution to history and literature. Yes, dear, that's exactly what he's doing.
Oh, darling.
Yes, honey?
Can I sit on your lap? Can I put my arms around you just like I used to do when I was a little girl?
Why, to be sure you can, honey. To be sure, it just warms your father's heart.
There.
Mm-hmm. Careful, okay. Now, don't spill my julep, dear.
Father.
Uh-huh.
Father, tell me some more about you and Odd Owen.
Boys, it's in the bag. You don't have to worry about policy number A267 any longer.
Yeah. Well, a good-looking dame like that don't have to play solitaire.
There's nothing to worry about, I tell you.
Well, I don't like it. We've been playing tricks on the guys that dame's been going out with for 2 months. But we can't keep framing those guys forever.
For your information, boys, I've taken this case over personally. I took the lady home last night, and from now on, she's going to forget all about these stage door Romeos.
You ain't falling for that dame, are you?
Not me. Do you think I want to marry her and lose 50 grand? A good joke, huh?
Yeah, a good joke. Boss, I got to hand it to you. You're a smooth worker.
And this is only the beginning.
I've got a date with her this afternoon, too. And get this. We're going for a picnic.
And the curtain falls on the first act of Don't Bet on Blondes. The curtain rises on the second act of the Warner Academy presentation of Don't Bet on Blondes.
Are you happy?
Never been happier in my life.
Well, there's some chicken in the basket. And another bottle of wine, too.
No, not me. I just want to lie here looking up at the sky. Wonderful. Everything is wonderful and everything is beautiful.
Thank you.
That's right. That includes you, too, Marilyn. Marilyn, were you in love with any of those fellas you were running around with?
I don't know, Art. Was I?
Well, I just thought I'd ask.
Well, I might have been, but I never had time. Just when things were going well, something always happened.
Marilyn.
Yes?
This isn't very original, and I'm amazed to hear myself say it. Maybe it's the birds or the bees, I don't know. But I love you.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Can you beat that?
I've been waiting for you to say it, but you can't love me.
Why, Marilyn?
It says so in your policy number A267, remember?
Oh, so you know. Oh, I'm sorry, Marilyn. I meant to tell you myself one of these days.
Listen to this, Mr. Odds Owen. Do you think I wanted to come out here today with you? I only came for one reason. It was a perfect setting. I wanted you to say, well, what you did say, and you did.
I meant it.
What a low person you turned out to be. Not contented to extort $100 a week from my poor father. Not content with playing an endless number of tricks on young men who might have been interested in me. No, you say you love me just to protect your own interests.
Oh, it started that way, but...
Yes, you started it. But here's the finish. You dared to insure me against marriage. Oh, well, you're going to lose. I'm going to marry the first man that comes along. Oh, this is wonderful. Well, you're a great benefactor. Think of it, Mr. Owen. All because of you, my father gets $50,000, and I'm going to get a husband.
So that's the way it is, fellas. And I'm not blaming anybody but myself.
50,000 smacks. That just goes to show you can't bet on a dame.
Yeah, but she's not like any other girl.
You kind of stuck on her, ain't you, boss?
Well, yes. There's no use trying to kid you, boys.
You couldn't fool me. I saw you never look like that before.
Maybe it's not too late. Let's do something. She's not married yet.
Yes, but she's on to us. Nothing we've tried before will work again.
Say, why don't you call her up? Or maybe if you go to see her, you could think of something to do.
Now, that's a bright suggestion. Don't you think I have called her? I've been hanging on that phone for the last 2 days, but she won't speak to me.
Boss, I got an idea. How about the colonel? Is he paid up? If he's missed a payment, we can cancel the policy.
Let's see. There's a payment due this afternoon.
Are you sure?
Maybe we could have him kidnapped.
It's an idea, Odds. We could think of some way to keep the colonel from getting here with that payment.
Yes, go ahead.
Colonel Youngblood is here to see you.
Oh, nuts.
Send him in. Well, this looks like the finish.
Boss, I got an idea.
Save it, save it.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you, Colonel?
Hello, Colonel.
I rushed to your office, sir, just as soon as I heard the news.
Yeah, I know. You wanted to make your payment. Okay.
Well, indeed, you must understand, sir, that as Marilyn's father, I'm greatly upset by the fact she's going to marry a man she doesn't love.
What? Say that again.
A man she doesn't love.
She's going to get married.
We're sunk,
Colonel. Tell me about this.
The afternoon papers have carried the story, sir.
Numbers, go get me a paper.
Okay.
Who is this guy? Where did she meet him? How long has she known him? When's she going to get married?
Well, sir, it's likely...
Come on, get to the point. Let's have it.
Well, an old schoolmate of my daughter's came to town yesterday, and this morning, Marilyn, that's my daughter, sir, she informed me that they had become engaged.
What's his name?
J. Rogers Twilton, of the Birmingham Twilton.
When's this supposed to happen?
When? Why, tomorrow morning, sir. Tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock.
Colonel, I've got an idea.
You have? Well, if I can be of any assistance, sir.
Steve, you're in on this, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Colonel, how do you know she doesn't love him?
How do I know? Because considering the way in which my daughter has been cussing you out for the past 2 days, I would say, sir, that Marilyn, that's my daughter, sir, is in love with you.
Yippee!
Okay, boss, what happened?
Look, Steve, do you remember what you said about kidnapping a guy?
Oh, Father, why doesn't he come?
Why? Now, I couldn't rightly say, honey.
But he can't do this to me. He can't stand me up at the church. Look. Look through that door. The church is full of people.
No, honey.
And they're waiting to see me get married. I've got to get married.
But, honey, now, take it easy.
Oh.
Oh. There's the wedding march, honey. Yes, that is the wedding march. I remember it myself. Well, I reckon there's nothing we can do, honey. We'll just have to, to walk on out. Come on now, buck up, child. That's it. Here, you take my arm, honey.
Yes, Father. Oh, there's the minister waiting.
Where? Oh, yes. Yes, I see him, too. Now, honey, you mustn't carry on like that. Just take it easy, steady now, honey. You just walk along.
Oh, why doesn't he come? He should be at the altar waiting for me.
You know, honey, this reminds me of the time I was married to your mother. I just made it.
Well, here we are.
Are we ready to proceed?
Say something, Father.
What? Oh, yes. Reverend, yes, you are the Reverend. Reverend, there's been a slight delay. The groom will be along presently. We hope.
Yes, of course. I understand.
Oh, Father, I can't go through with it. He's not coming, and I'm not going to wait.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm late. My car was held up in traffic. Will you forgive me, Marilyn, darling, and you, Colonel Youngblood, and you, Reverend? In fact, will everyone in the church forgive me?
Oz Owen, what are you doing here? Oh, I see. I might have known it happened again. He doesn't show up, and you do. Always on hand, aren't you? And don't tell me it's a coincidence this time.
Darling, will you marry me?
Oh, no.
But, darling, you have to have a groom.
Oh, no, darling, please,
I love you.
Oh, you're not just feeling sorry for me.
Well, look at me, I'm all dressed up. Let's get married.
I believe I would, daughter.
Well, all right, but you'll have to pay the policy just the same.
You may proceed, Reverend.
Standing at this altar of matrimony to be joined together in sacred bondage, we have Marilyn Young and J. Rogers Twilton.
Oh, Reverend, there's been a slight change. The name is Owen. Odds Owen.
Yes, of course. Standing at the altar of matrimony, we have...
Boss, excuse me. I gotta see you a minute.
Steve, what are you doing here? Go away. Don't interrupt. Can't you see I'm getting married?
Yeah, but I thought I ought to warn you. You remember that dame we insured against having twins? Well, she just had triplets.
And so the curtain falls on the Warner Academy of Acting farce comedy, Don't Bet on Blondes. We are certain that you enjoyed the performances of the Academy players, John Holm and Larry Williams, and that you'll want to meet them in person when they appear again on this stage in a few moments. And as we announced earlier, we have in our exclusive Hollywood audience tonight Miss Priscilla Lane, charming and beautiful Warner Brothers star, who will also make an appearance.
While Priscilla Lane is coming up to the stage, let us remind you that young friends and relatives of yours will soon graduate from schools and colleges. You can aid your graduate's future success if you call on your Gruen jeweler at once. He will show you his fine array of ultra-smart Gruen Curvex wristwatches, perfect graduation gifts. And more than that, he will give you absolutely free, without obligation, your copy of Dale Carnegie's exclusive volume, How to Get Ahead in the World Today. And when you're thinking of just the right graduation gift, you should remember one thing. The Gruen Curvex wristwatch is known as the first true wristwatch, because the accurate, full-size movement, as well as the beautiful case, is curved to conform to the shape of your wrist. The instant you see it, you'll want one yourself. So call on your Gruen jeweler immediately
He will give you your free copy of Dale Carnegie's How to Get Ahead in the World Today and tell you how easy it is to win a $50 Gruen watch. In the past few months, Hollywood has been charmed by the presence of the three lovely Lane sisters, Lola, Rosemary, and Priscilla. All are now securely enthroned in the annals of motion picture stardom. Priscilla, who honors us tonight, is the blonde and lovely Lane we first applauded in Varsity Show. And she has only recently been starred in Cowboy from Brooklyn with Dick Powell and Men Are Such Fools with Wayne Morris, Humphrey Bogart, and Hugh Herbert. And here she is, Priscilla Lane.
Well, first I want to say I enjoyed the show. Congratulations to you, Jan, and to you, Larry, for doing yourselves mighty proud.
Thank you, Priscilla.
Thanks very much.
But how about that dialect? You're not one of the Lanes from Kentucky, are you?
Nope, I'm just one of the Lanes from Iowa. But about that dialect, it's really the influence of a cowboy from Brooklyn.
Sure, I know. Dick Powell's a cowboy, and you're a gal from the wide open spaces. And kind of stuck on him, too, ain't you?
Right again.
Well, not to mention anything I shouldn't, but when that cowboy comes around, doesn't Wayne Morris register a little bit on the jealous side?
Oh, now you're talking about Men Are Such Fools.
Why, Priscilla, how can you say that? I think Wayne is just
But, Jan, I was only mentioning the name of the picture we did together, Men Are Such Fools.
Oh.
Came the Dawn.
You know, Larry, you were on the set the day we were shooting that swimming pool scene.
Yes, and Priscilla, I'll never forget you diving into that pool.
Now, that wasn't very funny. Well, maybe it was the first time.
You see, Jan, here was the idea. Priscilla was standing on Wayne's shoulders, and she was supposed to dive into the pool.
And land on my tummy.
Yeah, a regular old bee-buster, if you know what I mean.
Yes, I think I do.
And when you're standing on Wayne's shoulders, it's a long way to the water. Do you know, we did that scene 12 times. Even now, when I think of it, ouch.
Well, I don't know the story, Priscilla. What was the reason for landing on the tummy?
Well, I wanted to be rescued. So I jumped in the water and pretended I couldn't swim. Thereupon, the athletic Jimmy, that's Wayne's name in the picture, jumped in to save me. Result, he feels like a hero and girl gets boy.
Just like that. But maybe the title is wrong. Maybe men aren't such fools.
Maybe you're right, Larry. After all, I took the bee buster. Well, good night and thanks for a swell show.
First thing tomorrow, call on your Gruen jeweler and get your free copy of Dale Carnegie's How to Get Ahead in the World Today. This new exclusive volume is interesting and helpful. Read it and jot down in one sentence what Dale Carnegie's message means to you. For example, you might write, Dale Carnegie has shown me that the secret of success lies in my own personality. The very first sentence you write may win you a beautiful $50 Gruen watch. So jot it down on a piece of paper, along with your name and address, and that of your Gruen jeweler, and mail it to the Gruen Watch Company, Time Hill, Cincinnati, Ohio. You'll find this address on the flyleaf of the volume. And remember, there is nothing to buy. It costs you absolutely nothing to enter. Entries must be postmarked before midnight 1 week from tonight. Winners will be announced 2 weeks from tonight. In case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded. Entries will be judged for originality and sincerity, and the judge's decision will be final. Everyone may enter except employees of the Gruen Watch Company, its advertising agency, and their families. So hurry to your Gruen jeweler. Get your free copy of Dale Carnegie's How to Get Ahead in the World Today. Read it and write in one sentence what it means to you. The very first thought that pops into your mind may do the trick. This is absolutely your last chance to try for one of the five $50 Gruen watches. So enter this easy-to-win contest immediately. This chance is too good to pass up. Join us again next week in the Warner Academy Playhouse when we present Her Husband's Secretary and another famous Warner Brothers star who will be in the Academy Playhouse next week for a personal appearance. Men Are Such Fools with Wayne Morris, Priscilla Lane, and an all-star cast is now being shown in your neighborhood theater. We recommend it highly as our picture for the week. Join us again in the Academy Theater as it comes to you transcribed from Hollywood, a feature of the Trans-American Broadcasting System.